We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, getting ready for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get plenty of options like slots and blackjack and roulette. What you need to do is go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you will get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin, we are going to continue our series on the roster outlook. We are going in alphabetical order, and we have got three very interesting names for this segment, starting with Joseph Darqua, and he's from Germany. Not a lot of recruits come from Germany, but you could already put the pieces together that this is a kid who showed lots of physical talent but lacks the experience. Is that a correct assessment, Dustin?
Yeah, and I think, you know, experience when it comes to years of playing football and against the right level of competition. So there's always a great element of unknown, but Penn State wants to be in this position. They want to mine for talent really anywhere it could reside, including Europe. So Joseph Darqua, it's going to take some development time. You know, it's going to take some work. It's going to take running against high level of players every single day in practice. So there are some questions about how quickly he can get there, but there are also clear things that he's got that you just can't teach. You know, 6'5", 287 pounds, big, long, pretty incredible athlete. And I think you've seen, you know, Penn State makes this transition from Sean Spencer to John Scott Jr., but I think you've seen that can be molded into the right type of player at that position. So I think there's a lot of good stuff to be excited about with him. And I don't think that 2020 is the year. 2021 might not be the year, but I think it's just a matter of time that things start to click for him, because he seems like the right kind of kid too. So you add that frame, and he's, you know, if he is how he seems to me to be, a coachable player, then you're going to see him get molded into something that impacts games for Penn State, because there aren't a lot of players built like him who can do the things that he can do from a raw physical skills standpoint. So he's a player that I think you should be reading the tea leaves. What are they saying about him? Who's saying what, and how positive is it behind the scenes with his development? But because I think he's going to develop into a good player down the road.
Earlier in our show, Dustin, we talked about those players who are maybe high 4-star or 5-star recruits who you do not expect them to be around for 5 years, maybe not even 4 years. Here's a player that's a little bit different. You brought him in as a developmental player. He's still just a redshirt freshman, and it's, where is he going to be in another 2 years? That's what you have to look at with a player like this. What I thought was also interesting, first of all, for a young person from Germany to come here to college in this country, but also remember, during this pandemic, I believe he ended up staying in state college and not going home for that. We forget about all these other little things that go on for a player, you know, from Europe and coming here. That's a lot to take on, And I admire the maturity to be able to handle that in a young person beyond even the football, but also everything else. All right. The next player in alphabetical order is Nick Dawkins. Now, he's a true freshman, offensive lineman. He is the son of Darryl Dawkins, the basketball player. And I know you can't put all your stock into bloodlines, Dusty, but if anyone, and I'm old enough to remember watching Darryl Dawkins play basketball, he was an elite athlete. What he could do at his size was very impressive. So if Nick Dawkins inherited any of that athletic ability, Penn State may have found themselves a sleeper here at offensive line.
You have to account for the bloodlines when you're evaluating what Nick Dawkins has a chance to be at the next level. Already, you know, 6'3", 302 pounds as a freshman. He arrived in January. I think from a body perspective, there's work to do to get stronger and to shift some of that weight around and make it good weight and all that stuff. But you don't have to project where he's going to be from a frame standpoint, because he's already there. And anytime a kid is already there, he's big and strong, and he's got those bloodlines, I think there's a lot of promise here. I kind of stand by the idea that, you know, him coming out of the Allentown area at Parkland, him playing the guard position, which isn't typically favored by recruiting services so much. I think that worked against him when it came to his national recruiting ranking, but I don't think that really matters. You know, I think that whatever those circumstances are, I see him being a very good multi-year starting lineman for Penn State based on what you see on film, based on the bloodlines in his family, which they do matter. You know, ask the Penn State coaching staff, for example, how they're trying to project a kid. They're looking at mom and dad too. You know, that stuff factors into what their projections are. And so it should factor into how we've determined Nick Dawkins' ceiling. And I think he's got a high ceiling. And I think that maybe he's got a high floor too, because of how prepared he looks to be coming in. I've spoken to him before, and I think his attitude is right. I think he walks that line between humble and confident very, very well, which is what can be tricky to do. So I think there's a lot of good stuff with Nick Dawkins. I think there's going to be time for him to develop, but I could see him being a redshirt sophomore starter type. And you look at the way that the depth chart shakes out at guard, I think he might be asked to do that in the not so distant future.
Well, also, you've got a situation where offensive line seems to be a very difficult position to project. And as you said, there's a bit of a bias against guards. I think part of that is your better offensive linemen in high school are typically tackles. That's where they place them. So guards are not going to be that highly rated. I don't know if it was with you, Dustin, or with Greg. We took a look. There just are not that many four-star guards in each class, are there?
They're typically,
it's just very limited, correct?
Yeah, there typically isn't. And I think, you know, recruiting the services have a really hard job to do, and they have to have tenet. They have to have a foundation for how they do it. And one of the things that seems to factor in is pro potential. And you don't really look at high school guards as having the loftiest ceiling in the world at the pro level too. And one of the reasons for that is, you know, with Nick Dawkins, 6'3", I'm not sure if he's got elite like wingspan and length with his arms and that kind of thing. That factors into the evaluation. I think a lot of times you see high school tackles become really good guards at college, really good guards at the next level. Nick Dawkins being a true guard, it's not enough to stand out. You're not going to wow anybody with your body or your length or your feet, because you're not really doing that stuff on the camp circuit. Nick Dawkins wasn't a super active participant in any of that anyway. So a lot of the stuff worked against him, but I don't view any of that as being relevant to this conversation at all. I think Nick Dawkins is going to be a good player. It just happens to be he plays a position that isn't valued at a national level that much.
Okay, we've got one more player to look at, and again, another interesting one, and that's Lance Dixon. He came in as a very highly regarded linebacker out of Michigan. The interesting thing, when he came in, he was a four-star out of Michigan. He weighed 200 pounds when he came in. You don't see a lot of 200-pound linebackers at the collegiate level, but he is now up to 223. He is listed as a backup in the linebacker rotation, a very crowded linebacker rotation. But I sense, Dustin, this is a guy, you got to find a way to get him on the field.
You have to. Yeah, you have to. I mean, he was a guy who, I believe he played safety 2 years of high school, played linebacker 2 years of high school. So he's not fully in transition to a new position, but he doesn't have years and years of experience playing the same position. But he is an electric athlete. He is, you know, on paper, you're not going to anticipate him unseating Brandon Smith for that starting linebacker job. But he is somebody, if he's in the top 6 year rotation, maybe in sub packages, you can use that speed, that athleticism a little bit more. Maybe it's mostly on special teams again in 2020, depending how that competition shakes out. But he's a player with a virtually unlimited ceiling down the road that Penn State, you're right, has to find a way to use that in some way or another, presumably as a reserve and special teams type player in 2020. But keep an eye on him. He's going to make some splash plays.
Well, and here's another situation that you have to look at and say, remember, he's just a redshirt freshman. Our expectation level now is so much about these kids coming right in, playing right away. Remember, he's still got 4 years of eligibility left, Dustin.
Yeah, which is a scary thought. Will he be around for all 4 years? That's my question, because he's that good of an athlete. He's an NFL caliber athlete who just has to show it on the field.
Exactly. And again, it's such a crowded linebacker room, but you can find ways to get guys like this on the field. Maybe it's a third down package where he comes in, where he does, as you said, he has some background as a safety also, his ability to cover people. That's part of it. And the other thing, you hate to talk about it, but injuries also are part of this equation that you got to think about. So when you look at the linebacker room at Penn State, you look at the amount of talent that's stocked up there, and it's not just, okay, this looks like a group that is ready to play this season in 2020. This is a group that has a great future. You know, we could project 2021, we could project 2022, and it's still going to look pretty darn good. So Penn State, as our buddy Ross Tucker stated last week, it has turned back into linebacker U. All right, that is it for the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, Dustin. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to join us again next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.